You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And now?
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
On International Desk this week, we are going to Paris, as former French President Jacques Chirac has died aged 86. His political career spanned for four decades, as he was the mayor of Paris and the prime minister of France, before elected as the president of France in 1995. While our understanding of him is mostly on his opposition to the Iraqi war in 2003. So, who is Chirac and what kind of president was he? I talked to François Martini, a professor of political science at the University of Nice and L'École Polytechnique in Paris.
So Jacques Chirac has been president of France for 12 years, between 1995 and 2007. And before that, he's been a very long-term politician, starting his career in the 1960s, being nine times a member of parliament, seven times a minister, and twice a prime minister. So he's somebody who's been dominating the life of the French right, because he was a conservative leader, for half a century. But at the same time, he's somebody who, when he was in power, was doing very little, and so he's more remembered for a couple of speeches that he gave, and also, and more importantly, for the way that he opposed the US in the war in Iraq. So he refused to send French troops in Iraq because he believed that this war was illegitimate, and so he will be remembered for that. And his impact was really as such, but more than for precise policies that he's been given as president, for instance.
When you said earlier that Chirac had a lot of influence on the French right, what sort of French conservative was he?
So Jacques Chirac started his career under General de Gaulle in the cabinet of Georges Pompidou, who was then the prime minister of General de Gaulle at the end of the 1960s. So he's somebody who knew the very beginning of the modernity of the French right with General de Gaulle, and then he's been an important minister in the cabinet of Georges Pompidou, the next president after de Gaulle. Then he was the prime minister of Mr. Giscard, the next president after Mr. Pompidou. Then he was the prime minister in opposition to Mr. Mitterrand, the socialist president. So he was there at every stage of the history of the French right. He's somebody who knew all the ideological trends, and he himself invented or formed a new party called the RPR, the Rassemblement pour la République, who was one of the first neo-Gaullist party existing in 1976, which was also the first party of the French right for 25 years between 1976 and 2002. So if somebody was at all levels in terms of strategy, in terms of leadership, in terms of even ideology, was one of the main leaders of the right for this time. So that's what I meant.
So did France move to the right politically under Chirac's presidency? Because when he ran for election in 2002, his main opponent was the far-right leader Jean-Marie Le Pen, instead of a socialist party candidate.
Yes, probably that's right. Also because Chirac, after many ideological turns, he was somebody who was not very structured on the ideological side. He was somebody who could change his mind very easily on very important issues. After being quite right in the 1980s, when he got elected in 1995, was elected on a centrist move, on a centrist position, and a centrist platform. And he's somebody who started to claim to embody the Republic, which is a very, once again, a very centrist say in France. And so he turned his back to the more extreme part of the right, which was the wing that he defended when he was in the opposition, and started to be more, as I said, a centrist Republican. So he opened, let's say, a circle, or he opened a space on his right to the extreme right, and this space was used by Jean-Marie Le Pen, among others. So once again, I'm not sure it's only the responsibility of Mr. Chirac that Jean-Marie Le Pen and the extreme right emerged. I don't think he's the only one to blame, but probably he has part in his game, even though I have to say that as a president, he always opposed and fought the extreme right with all the energy that he had.
And moving on to a little bit to his leadership style, even though Chirac, his late political career was clouded by various scandals, he seemed to be still very popular in France. So what is that made him so popular?
Well, I think he was popular for what he was, Jacques Chirac was an epitome of a sort of Frenchness, a sort of Frenchness with mixed a sense of humor. He was somebody very humoristic, a taste for life. He was an amazing eater. He had a passion for seduction and for women. So he's a man of his time. Once again, I'm not too sure that this passion for women would be as accepted in the post-Me Too sense of events. But at this time, he was an embodiment of a certain style of Frenchman, or Frenchness in general, certain optimism in life, a certain reserve also on his personal feelings, his mix, once again, his wit also made that he was a character that the French could relate to as something very intimate to them. So, and also the fact that he's been around for 50 years made that people from every corner of French politics liked him, because they knew him, and it's better a devil you know, as you know the expression. So he was a devil that everybody knew and everybody liked in a certain way, which is something very striking when you see what happened when he died, the amazing unanimity in the praise that he received as a human being, as somebody whose human qualities were really, once again, praised and noted and admired. So I think the reason why Jacques Chirac will be remembered was for what it was more than for what it did. And that's I think, a very typicity, a strong specificity of his career and his life.
But could have his personality made this political shift as well?
Oh, no, I don't think so. On the contrary. No, I think it's very independent. I think the personality of Chirac was, on the contrary, something that was a publicity for centrism, in the sense that, once again, he was, as his time in power, a very balanced personality. What I think was possible, though, is that his centrism in politics, connected to a very tempered personality, probably created a space for those who really wanted action, because he appeared as somebody, as I said, who didn't do very much. Somebody who was quite a president of inaction for 12 years. So maybe that opened a space for people who were angry about it, who wanted to do something about it. And in the circles of the extreme right and the radical right, and more, let's say, right of action, maybe some, including Nicolas Sarkozy, for example, believed that they would do better than the president. That's possible.
Moving on to Chirac's policies, when you said earlier that his speeches are much more known than his actions, is it the same on climate change when he once said, Notre maison est brûlée, our house is burning?
But that's what is interesting with Chirac, is that I think he, when you look at the final speeches that he gave, or the speech he gave in his second mandate, well, it's amazing how he foresaw exactly what was happening today. So how he said we really need to focus on environmental concerns, how we must fight the extreme right, how we must fight also the very unequal part of capitalism, how neoliberalism should be fought against because of it was creating inequalities. All this is, first of all, surprising for a right-wing or conservative leader. It's more speech of somebody from the center-left or from the left. But what is even more surprising is how little he did against all this when he was a president. So he's been denouncing them in his speeches, but he didn't do very much about it when he was a president. So he's somebody who was very good with words. He's somebody who was very good with the conquest of power. But he's also somebody who was not very good at exercising power. He was not very convincing, and he was unable to enter history, once again, in his actions, more than his words, maybe at the exception of Iraq.
But did his words that time, considering it was 2002, made him like a visionary of our climate change? Like, was he the first of politicians in international politics to say these kind of things?
Well, I'm not sure he was the first of politicians in international politics, but he was clearly the first politician of this rank to say that in France. It's probably the first 17 years ago who said, well, we have a problem with the environment, and who anticipated what is now a very central reality. So as such, yes, he was a visionary in the sense that he foresaw that. But once again, it would have been a lot better if this vision had been transplanted into reality when he was a president.
Would you say that Chirac's passing meant the end of an era in French politics? Because his successors, Nicolas Sarkozy, was once criticized by Chirac himself as being un-French. And this was the same case as François Hollande, who was so uncharismatic, and now Emmanuel Macron, who seemed to be very unpopular in France.
Well, let's not forget that at the end of his mandate, Mr. Chirac was very, very unpopular. So once again, you know, the French have a tendency to praise their president when they die, but hate them when they're in power. So that's probably one of the typicity of French politics and French political culture. But let's say, to answer your question, that Mr. Chirac was probably, in some ways, one of the best president of the 20th century, because he was a man who was in power, but also in politics for a very long time, in a world that now favors more limited political career in time. So it makes a very big difference with before. He's somebody, once again, who had some time to enter into people's consciousness and people's memory. So he's somebody also who lived, was the last president to live through a war. He has been sent to fight in Algeria in the decolonization war in Algeria. So he's somebody who knew what it means to be at war concretely, and he's somebody who knew a very long time of agitated history in France. He knew May 68, he knew the war in Algeria and decolonization, he knew the oil boom, the economic crisis. Somebody is very, who can be, let's say, confounded with the history of the 20th century, the second half of the 20th century. But he's also a man of the 21st century, once again, as I said, in the way that, like his successors, his words will have been more important than his actions. And I think that's a criticism you can make to him as somebody who was not an old-style politician, in the sense that old-style politicians pretended to transform reality, and Mr. Chirac was only interested in taking power and be able to climb this mountain of French power, and as such, he succeeded. But when he was in power, he couldn't do anything about it, like probably Mr. Sarkozy, Mr. Hollande, or even Mr. Macron today, who are in the same situation of being excellent at getting to power, but then lots less interesting as exercising power with a strong incapacity to change reality.
For this scale of mourning planned for Chirac, is this unprecedented in France?
Well, no, it's not true. Just see what was the speech of Mr. Chirac when Mr. Mitterrand died. He gave an exceptional speech, a very emotional speech. So I think, on the contrary, it's quite of a tradition that French presidents, when they have one of their predecessors who disappears, they want to... let's say, to be in the same mood as the French people, that is to say, a mourning mood. And Mr. Macron, who likes to play on emotions, was playing his role, like a full role as such, but like Mr. Macron, as he always does, a bit more than necessary. So as such, he's put a bit more emotions that was necessary. But when, once again, you look at the last president who died was Mr. Mitterrand in 1996, and Mr. Chirac just had been elected and gave a very emotional and beautiful, actually, speech to praise Mr. Mitterrand, even though he was one of the adversaries of Mr. Mitterrand for 20 years. He gave a speech saying how he respected this president. So it's, for me, a way to show a sort of Republican continuity in which you believe that beyond the fight of politics, well, you respect the men, so, and the men and women that you've been fighting for ideas, but you respect them as people who've been exercising important responsibilities within the French Republic, and as such, you show them respect. I think it's the same in the US. I mean, probably Mr. Trump would be an exception, but it's the same way. you have a former president or vice president who dies, you just usually give a praise speech or an appraisal speech. So that's the same for Mr. Macron. I don't think it makes a real difference as such. On the contrary, I think he's been trying to copy Mr. Chirac in his tradition.
Could Emmanuel Macron gain anything from Chirac's passing?
No, I don't think so. No, I think that's completely
public support.
Uncorrelated. It's not uncorrelated. I think, well, it's just a way to show that you understand the country, and if the country is moved by the death of your former president, it's just everything just very normal that you give a speech for that. It's this kind of occasion that you can lose some points of support if you don't do it, but I don't really think that you gain a lot of support because for you doing it in a certain way. It's a bit like getting some support because you make a speech at the occasion of France winning some kind of World Cup in some sport. You know, if you don't do it, people will find it very strange. But if you do it, well, people consider it very normal. So it's, on the contrary, I think it's a way for Mr. Macron to be part of this history of French presidents, and to, if not enter history, but at least live up your responsibility.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.